And Roll did the same thing. He went to the net, and he made some really good defensive plays in that third period too, Jimmy Roll. And it's good to see that because he hasn't had much of a chance to play this year. And I think we'll see him in the lineup next Friday night in Mankato, Minnesota. And he's a quick skater. He can get the puck up the ice. I think you called it risk-reward. There's a lot there with Jimmy Roll. You never know for sure how he's going to play, but yeah, he did a good job here tonight. Well, Damon Witten's downstairs right now. We'll call him in. I don't know if he heard the three-star selection. They're all Lakers again. Gordy was the first star here tonight. Second star was Sackleman with a goal and an assist. The third star, same thing, a goal and an assist. Max Humid, he was very good all night long. He probably should have had two goals. He made a great play in the second period to go to the net with a puck, but Guerrero took it right off his stick. And Damon, that's huge, 6 points in the standings. You got 28 now, and you're going to move ahead of Ferris State from the looks of it, and you may move ahead of Alaska depending on what they do. They're 1-1 at Bowling Green late in the hockey game.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to check scores yet, so obviously, you know, we'll take any help we can get. But, you know, really, really pleased with the effort, you know, for the most part tonight. I heard you mention Gordy first star, and, you know, very good game for Gordy once again. I thought he made some really, really big timely saves. One thing I really liked about our team for the first time in a while is our third period. I thought we really locked it down. You know, Terry Barbo came down. He only had two great A's for Huntsville in the third period. So, you know, when you can do that, that's important to learn how to close games down and win. I think it's a good step. You know, we're not there, but it's a good step for our young team to learn how to finish games and be rock solid in the third period. I thought there was one, maybe two shifts where, you know, we tried to get a little cute and we turned one over at the offensive blue line. But I thought for the most part, guys made really good decisions in that period and did a good job exiting our zone and getting pucks 200 feet.
Yeah, that first period or that third period was probably the best period of the weekend. But they outshot them 8-6. You had more chances than that. I think what happens with these guys, and we keep talking about inexperience and not playing together enough at this point with all the underclassmen in your lineup, but as they got that 3-1 lead, when Jimmy Roll scored to make it 3-1, then they really took off because then they had a little cushion there and they played really well. I thought Roll played well for you tonight. He went to the net on that goal. He made a lot of good defensive reads in that third period, broke up plays at his blue line, got the puck out of the zone. A lot of guys played much better tonight than they did last night and really came together in that third period.
Yeah, no question. I thought Jimmy had a big impact. Maybe a little bit of a slow start, but that's not shocking that he hasn't been, you know, in the lineup regularly, and that's tough to do. He's done a really good job to stick with it and keep working hard. He's been a tremendous teammate through, you know, a year that I'm sure he hasn't, you know, necessarily liked how it's turned out. He wants to play every night, and he did a great job tonight, a huge impact on our team. You mentioned the goal. Obviously, that's an easy one to see, but like you said, I like the gap he had. There was two or three rush plays where, you know, I thought last night we sagged too much as a decor. Jimmy was up with good gap, didn't stick on puck to turn some pucks over, and now we're not defending. We're transitioning back the other way and spending time in their zone. So real kudos to Jimmy for a big game and obviously a huge goal. Really happy for him to get that goal, and I know his teammates are really excited for him as well.
Well, you know, it's a game where you can pick out a lot of guys, and we'll talk at length about this on Tuesday on the hockey show, but I thought a lot of guys played. I thought Luke Morgan was outstanding all weekend. He was really good again tonight. He made some really good heady plays. He had two assists in the game for you. Anthony Nellis played well. Hankey was strong tonight. I thought that was the best two games, effort-wise and smart-wise, that Mitch Olson played all season. He was really good again tonight. He had two more assists, but he did a lot of things really well for you. There's a lot of guys coming around right now playing very well as a team player.
Yeah, well, we certainly kind of, you know, got a feel for some lines. We obviously shuffled them a couple weeks back, and, you know, Mitch, Gelt, and Humitz are really getting comfortable. I thought they were good. I thought, you know, Mitch, like you said, had a very good weekend, and we need him to be going. So big, big impact, great game. I thought Max Humitz was tremendous all weekend. You know, you mentioned, I think it was 4-on-4 when he kind of wheeled out of the corner, had a great chance. But the power play goal was a thing of beauty, the high tip, and, you know, just his IQ was so good. And Colin Sockerman, you know, as a freshman defenseman back there running a power play, to visualize that play, to find the lane, you know, tremendous execution from those young guys. And Luke Morgan, I thought for sure his best week in the hockey since he's joined us, and he's been pretty good. He's a freshman with, I don't know, 14 points, something like that. That's a good year already, and he's you know, still the tip of the iceberg. But I thought his speed, his strength, was really, really good. And, you know, he's going to be a great player for us the next few years.
Yeah, again, tonight we saw a little bit of the discipline problem. We took some penalties we probably shouldn't have, put some extra pressure on our team. But I thought the penalty kill in the first period when Josh took the double minor, you did a tremendous job. You allowed them one shot on goal, and everybody rotated, everybody hustled, and did a really good job killing those penalties.
That was a huge shot. I thought momentum swing there. Like you said, they barely even had sustained pressure set up, I think, early on. And after that, just even off their dumps, I thought we were really, really good. You know, it eats the minutes. You know, we have six good guys up front who can kill. We've got a little bit more depth than we've had in the past. Actually, seven, because Luke Morgan's repping in there now. And so we're not as reliant on the top four guys to just go bag themselves and wear themselves down. So really good job on the penalty kill and special teams both ways. You know, when you win special teams, most nights you come out successful. We go, you know, get the power play goal. I'm not sure my chances at three or four. So we get our power play goal. We shut them down in the penalty kill. And that special team swing is very important.
Yeah, it was a good game, a good win, a good weekend. 6 points, Damon. 28 points now in the standings. It's still 1-1 at Bowling Green, where Alaska did have a 1-0 lead. So Bowling Green's coming from behind there. It's 4-1, Bemidji leading Ferris State late in the second period now at Bemidji. But what a weekend for the Lakers. They're ringing the victory bell twice. I think that's the first time we've done it since Michigan State, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go look. And, you know, I'd like to do it every weekend. You know, again, I'm not sure if anybody's in their cars yet or who's listening, but another great crowd here at Taffy Able.
Yeah.
I thought the energy in the building from the national anthem on through the game was really tremendous, and our guys have really fed off it. So I can't say enough about the support we've gotten from this community and this school this year. We're proud to represent this program and this community and school, so we really appreciate it. Excited to ring that bell and climb the ladder. We're going to enjoy this for a little bit, and then obviously we're hard back to work for a big weekend next weekend.
Yeah, I noticed at the end of the game, too, the little brouhaha we had there involving Gus and Diego Cuglietta and a couple of players from Huntsville. Looks like they let that go. We've got the official sheet here, and they're still deciding what to do with it, Pat says. They did not include those penalties on the official sheet, so they're still looking at it. Let's hope they just call that a couple of roughing penalties and let it go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We had their ear a little bit afterwards, and they weren't sure they were going to go in and talk about it. So, you know, who knows what'll happen. I'm not even sure, you know, our appeal process is something. I think there's a chance one of our guys, you know, might have to sit. It escalated a little bit there. Diego, I didn't think, got into much. And I hope we have all of our healthy bodies and guys available. I thought we showed good restraint and discipline there. And, you know, I thought their guy got a couple real good pops on us before we had to respond and protect ourselves a little bit. So, a little ugly end of the game. But, again, I thought it was a great weekend. Fun to be in Taffy Able, play that hard for our fans, and come away with two big wins.
Okay, Pat's got all the penalties here right now. It looks like Diego was given a DQ. That'll carry over to next week. And also Huntsville's DQs went to 28, 24, and 2. They lost three players with DQs. So that would be Saulnier along with the defenseman, the good defenseman
Goslin.
That they've got, Goslin. And number two would be Cam Knight, who was into it with Gus Torrealli. So
not surprising me. I thought maybe Gus and the guy he was tangled up with would be the only one. So, again, I'm not sure what we can do. It looks like we lose Diego, who power play, penalty kill, face-off guy. That's a big loss going into Mankato. And then that's the tough part. You know, I know their frustration boiled up. They didn't have results, and it escalates like that. I didn't like the one part. I thought the linesman kind of bailed out of there and let it escalate. So, you got to keep yourself out of that situation. But I'm glad they stuck up for each other and took care of each other.
All righty, a big 4-1 win. Damon, thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Thank you, guys. See you Tuesday. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Damon Witten joining us post-game, as he always does. Lakers get a sweep here at home. 6 points in the standings, and again, those penalties.